Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, June 24th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Hindu nationalists vow to reclaim power. Christians are sleeping. Polio is spreading across West Africa. And a video is helping Americans celebrate their earthly and spiritual heroes during the U.S. birthday celebration. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in India as Hindu nationalist opposition is vowing to reclaim power. The Bharatiya Janata Party is meeting this week to strategize how to do that. While Gospel for Asia and other believers are encouraged by the change in government, GFA's K.P. Yohanan is puzzled by the response of the church.
God, in His mercy, has given us 5 years with a new government. That government saying that we will protect the minority and we will give freedom to spread their faith, but the church at large, I'm afraid, is missing it.
Yohanan says not all groups are sleeping, but not enough is being done.
A nation with 1.2 billion people, can you imagine how much a handful of groups can do? What we need is an incredible revival and a passion for souls among the body of Christ at large.
Despite the new government, persecution continues. Pray that the government will take steps to end it. Next, a polio epidemic is spreading in West Africa. Health officials in Ghana fear thousands more could contract the disease since it's spread by poor hygiene and contaminated water. Oasis of Love's Bishop Alvina Miller says this is one reason why they've incorporated hygiene into their curriculum. She says the use of a community water barrel illustrates her point.
That water can be in the barrel for weeks and the people go by. And you see this. You know you have to do something about it. So we teach hygiene along with many other things that we teach.
Miller says their physical and spiritual training at the Oasis International Training Center in Ghana helps change lives.
We are witnessing a great change already in how they are bettering their home life. They learn it at our school, and they put it to work in their homes with our help.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's widely known that the church in Latin America is bursting borders. That means trained church leaders are in demand. Evangelical Free Church Association's Keith Anderson says the challenge faced is how to get the Bible training to the leaders. In 2002, they launched an internet school of theology, but there's more.
There were a number of pastors who wanted more education, but were not able to continue their studies for a number of reasons. And so the Latin America Training Network has responded to the needs of those leaders in Latin America to allow them to overcome these obstacles and to train at the master's level.
Anderson says they're well on their way to having the advanced curriculum ready for launch in 2005. Their team is working furiously because
this is a tremendous need that we're seeing. The number we use is about 8,000 new believers every day in Latin America. And this creates a huge leadership vacuum that LATN is addressing.
Meanwhile, Open Doors is encouraging young people to get involved with a big push. The push is to raise awareness, prayers, and money for about 200 million persecuted Christians worldwide. It's called Push 90. The 90-day event encourages young people to sign up, pray, fast at least one meal a week, tell their youth group, and raise money. All this for persecuted believers. Mission leaders say participation can only help young people become more concerned about missions abroad. And finally, in just a few days, millions of people in the United States will honor their forefathers and heroes who sacrificed all they had for the freedom they cherish today. The Jesus Film Project is making available a special video that honors those unsung heroes while pointing them to Christ. With the success of the Mel Gibson film, The Passion of the Christ, this could be a great tool that not only honors American heroes, but introduces them to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.